And one winner on the internet, the most popular video ever on YouTube, is The Evolution of Dance. It's been viewed over 66 million times. And that points to something else. Both amateur and professional dancers are using internet video to teach and to learn. Sarus Farivar has more.
Currently, the web is abuzz with video sharing and social networking websites. YouTube, MySpace, Dailymotion, Facebook, the list goes on. But none of them have the star power of MC Hammer. Yeah, that MC Hammer. An icon of the early 1990s pop charts, MC Hammer has spent the last several months poking around Silicon Valley. He's now ready to launch his new venture, Dance Jam. The site focuses exclusively on dance videos. As he shows me clips from the site, MC Hammer says that being exposed to a wider range of genres helps all dancers.
You know, as dancers, we always like to add, you know, different flavors to our style. So what I think it would do is broaden your style. With the advent of like a dance jam, you'll be able to actually see the emerging dances as they're happening.
So just as MP3s made it easier for garage bands to get noticed, video sharing sites are now letting up-and-coming dancers influence each other. Dance Jam also has features geared toward people who are trying to learn new moves online.
So if you decided, man, this is kind of fly, you hit this turtle, and boom. What are we doing? We watch it in slow motion now. Go out and find that somewhere. I mean, we literally put the power of putting the videos in slow motion a click away.
Many younger dancers are already using the internet. Watching others dance helps them stay on top. Raymond Mora, or Nasty Ray, is a 21-year-old from San Jose. He says he often searches for videos on YouTube to see what other dancers are doing.
And I find more of myself, too. I don't even know who's recording me. I see it online. I'm like, oh, damn, already? So I know someone's going to copy that move. So it kind of makes me want to step it up. See, if everybody knows my move already, then I step my own move up from watching it all over the place.
Other dancers use online video as a way to promote their material. Melissa Cruz is a 36-year-old professional flamenco dancer from Oakland, California.
Oftentimes, clients want to see you dance before they hire you. And that's happened pretty frequently in the past year. I think it's a great marketing tool. I think I have my YouTube address on my business card, so I'm glad that I have that.
MC Hammer believes that his site can take dancing for both performers and fans to the next level. That means the best dancing reaching the widest number of people via the net.
From end to end, dancing goes so far, you know, from street dancing to Broadway dancing to modern to jazz to tap to cheerleading. My gosh, you go over to India and Bollywood, the number of dances, and dance drives every movie. So imagine the international implications there. Just a great opportunity for a language that is global to do really well.
Even if MC Hammer hasn't performed in his signature parachute pants in years, he hasn't given up dancing entirely. He will be contributing some new dance videos when the site launches in a few weeks. Sarus Farivar, NPR News, Oakland, California.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. So